Oliver, what's your take in terms of what's been seen in terms of tolerability as well as efficacy with these strategies of combining endocrine manipulation or treatment with PARP inhibitors?
Well, there's some interesting data that, to me, the most interesting data that's been presented is from Noel Clark, who presented in unselected patients an abiraterone-olaparib combination trial. And it was quite provocative. It actually looked positive. In terms of tolerability, it appeared to be quite high. There was perhaps a little less toxicity than I might have imagined. So taken together, I think it's a promising approach. And the good news is that large trials are now in progress, and we're going to have a definitive answer on this approach for not only those who might have homologous recombination repair alterations, but in all comers. So I look forward to the clinical trial results.
So it's always a challenge to talk to investigators in any tumor type and separate out differences within a class, including PARP inhibitors, particularly in terms of tolerability. Often you don't have direct comparisons. So I am kind of curious in terms of the various PARP inhibitors that are being used alone and in combination, Emmanuel, whether you think there's any difference in terms of cytopenias, in terms of GI. In breasts, we heard about some alopecia with talazoparib. I don't know whether that's been seen in men with prostate cancer. Emmanuel, any comments?
I think my answer is going to be brief. I broadly don't see major differences. I have not used talazoparib. The one thing that I will say is niraparib seems to cause more thrombocytopenia in my hands, and rucaparib and olaparib seem to cause more anemia. So that's one difference in the cytopenias that I've noticed.
I would like to just add on these trials. All these phase three trials have both cohorts of HRD selected patients and unselected patients. So I think we'll have pretty nice data available, hopefully next 2 years or 2.5 years, about how these combinations are doing, not only in HRD positive patients, but also unselected patients.
So it's interesting you mentioned the thrombocytopenia, Emmanuel, with niraparib, because what we saw in ovarian cancer was it was related to the weight of the patient. So they first started to see a lot of thrombocytopenia, and then they adjusted their dosing based on the woman's weight. And it was really surprising, like it was 177 pounds, they used a lower dose, anything below it. Platelet count, again, unless it was completely normal, they drop it down to 200. So that, I don't know if that really is what the issue is as opposed to the drug itself. But, of course, all these cause cytopenias. Again, Niraj, any comments about differential? Of course, trials like this, you can't really tell because they're placebo controlled. Have you seen any alopecia? I'm not even sure it happens in breast cancer, but I've heard it mentioned. Have you seen any different side effects with talazoparib compared to the other PARP inhibitors?
Not in my experience. I have not been able to pick up any differential cytopenias, and I have mostly used olaparib and talazoparib. And I think they are very similar from side effect perspective. Alopecia has not been any outstanding side effect, at least I have seen in my practice. So just to give a comment on the thrombocytopenia, Neil, after chemotherapy in ovarian cancer patients, is it possible that those patients are receiving more chemotherapy because of higher body weight, and they had higher myelosuppression because of higher dose of chemotherapy? So when they receive PARP inhibitor, they have more cytopenia because of higher degree of myelosuppression from prior chemotherapy. That's something I was thinking about.
Wow, I've never heard anybody bring that up. I got to bring that back up to them, see what they think about it.